I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. 40 years ago, on a national TV college football game, Army quarterback Raleigh Stitchway rumbled into Navy's end zone. And right after that, Army quarterback Raleigh Stitchway rumbled into Navy's end zone again. This was the first time that instant replay had been used in a game. The mastermind behind instant replay was a young CBS director named Tony Verna, who explains now for Day to Day's Mike Pesca how he coordinated the event with CBS announcer Lindsay Nelson.
His orders for me were not, the people could get confused because by the nature of the tape in those days was black and white. It come right at you. You wouldn't tell the difference between live or tape at all. So he said, ladies and gentlemen, Army has not scored again. But you got to remember, I shoved that replay right on Lindsay. He wasn't expecting it. Like, all I said, here it is, Lindsay, go. Because, you know, the thing was running like a train, you know. And no sooner we got out of it than we were in a commercial and all that stuff. And the game turned out to be a pretty good game, pretty tight game.
And so what was the reaction right afterwards, or even in the days or weeks afterwards?
Yeah, John Kennedy's death, the game was delayed, and all the papers and everybody was more interested in how I was going to cover the national anthem and things like that. I had already walked the field earlier, before November 22nd, with the Secret Service, about how President Kennedy would cross the field and how I would cover it and who had would have access to the back stairwells and all that stuff. And the game got postponed and all. Now it took on a gravity, and I figured, Jesus, you know, here I am, a young director, and I can really be committing professional suicide if I mess up hearing a bunch of hash broken up pictures, you know, by attempting to showcase a new device. So I was very cautious, and when I aired it, I was quite relieved that my head went on to covering the game. So Tech Schramm, who went on to leave CBS to head up the Cowboys and became the, I guess, the primary force of eventually the replay getting into officiating NFL football, Schramm had called, and he was quite a visionary. He told me the significance of it, that I hadn't confused anybody, which Lindsay and I were worried about, certainly me. And he said, you didn't confuse anybody. It has great possibilities.
Tony Verna, developer of Instant Replay, former CBS director, thanks very much for coming on.
My pleasure.
Day to Day's Mike Pesca. And now a question of basic fairness. How come radio doesn't get instant replay, as, for example, this one?
Pachorik stands in, the rangy righty. Milbourne getting his lead off of first.
Pachorik hit Tanana well last season after coming over from the National League.
And here's the pitch. It's looped to left. Joe Rudy won't get there. It's a fair
ball. No, wait. Foul. Umpire has called it a foul ball.
Wow, that was close. Let's hear the replay.
Oh, I fear the box there off my life. It was on.
Here, you hear it coming in.
Stop. Stop the tape.
Right there, it sounds like it's going to be fair, but nope.
Foul.
There, it's foul. It sounds foul.
Do we have another angle on that? Okay, let's hear it from this angle.
Jauntily wafted into the left, though the stalwart Joseph Rudy gives chase, he shan't make a play. It is a foul ball.
Oh, it's clear from that replay. It's a foul ball.
Foul ball.
And Pachorik stares down again. We're in the bottom of the sixth. The score tied at 2-2. The Mariners pulled ahead early on a Julio Cruz two-run homer. Now Jim Beattie looks in for the sign.
The first instant replay on radio from the day-to-day players, and it's probably clear now why you won't be hearing a second instant replay. This is Day to Day from NPR News.